Rita Smith's Lost and Found essay today is about one of the hardest letters of the alphabet to make up anything about, the letter X.
I was looking through some 19th century alphabets the other day and began to wonder what writers of alphabets for children in the last century did with the letter X. There just aren't that many words that begin with X in the first place, much less ones that children would know. And besides, some of our X words of today weren't even invented in the 19th century. X-ray, or Xerox machine, for example, or Xena, warrior princess. So I looked at about 50 alphabets. A lot of them cheated in one way or another, many using words that really begin with E, not X. In the Overland alphabet, for example, X stands for the exertion of getting on shore and finding one's luggage a terrible bore. Usually the word is spelled with a beginning small e followed by a capital X, but in the alphabet in rhyme, each X word simply begins with a capital X. Be exact and excel in all that you do. Exaggerate nothing. Be exemplary, too. Some of the alphabets with a religious theme suggested that X is the cross where Christ died. The letter X sometimes stood for another kind of cross, the unhappy, grumpy kind. X is for cross, but sweet-tempered are we. From bad thoughts and bad wishes, our minds are quite free. I like the solution the writer of the nursery alphabet came up with. W for the wagon that waits in the way. X is for none of the words I can say. I wondered what the Common Object alphabet book would come up with for the letter X. It started out common enough. Apple, butterfly, chair. But I'm not sure how common Zhang tea is. That was the common object for X. X is for Zhang Ti, an idol of wood, who the Chinese believe to be very good. There was one xylophone, several zebecs, a small ship, and three or four Xantippes. Xantippe was the wife of Socrates, who apparently was quite a scold. It was believed that Socrates married her simply to discipline himself and acquire self-control. There was no proof of this, but the 19th century alphabet writers picked up on it anyway. X was Xantippe, a woman so cross that when she was dead, the world said, "No loss." But Xerxes was the hands-down winner. When the 19th century alphabet writer was faced with the letter X, he most often reached for Xerxes, king of Persia. This included Edward Lear, who used Xerxes in his popular nonsense alphabet. You remember the nonsense alphabet. A was once an apple pie, pidey, whitey, tidy, pidey, nice and sidey, apple pie. And X was once a great king Xerxes, Xerxy, perksy, turksy, Xerxy, linksy, lurksy, great king Xerxy.